USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian police say a man dressed in medieval gear with a large blade-type weapon has killed two and injured five in Quebec City, Canada. The man in his mid-20s was arrested, suffering from hypothermia after Sunday's attack. The five injured victims are expected to recover. There was no immediate details available on the possible motive behind the attack. A top State Department official has warned the Chinese Communist Party is deploying political warfare to covertly influence free societies. And it's not just in America, but around the world. David Stilwell, Assistant Secretary Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs, said the Chinese Communist Party strategy implicates private as well as governmental targets around the world. The Hoover Institute has sounded the alarm since 2018. It had a report called China's Influence and American Interests Promoting Constructive Vigilance. Daylight savings time has ended, with the exception of Hawaii and Arizona. Those states do not participate in daylight savings. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As many Americans worry about unrest after Tuesday's election, National Police Association spokesperson Sergeant Betty Smith tells Fox News no matter who wins the election, unrest will probably spark up on American streets.
Well, there's so much that is happening right now, not just in our urban areas, but in our suburban and rural areas. American law enforcement is doing everything from putting additional officers on the street. We're doing tabletop exercises. We have garnered extra equipment. We are canceling days off. We are preparing. Let's face it, no matter who wins this election, we are going to have unrest in this country.
The Beverly Hills Police Department declared an unlawful assembly Saturday after fights broke out between Trump supporters and an angry mob dressed in riot gear. Daylight savings has ended. Be sure to check your timepieces, especially those without an internet connection. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Linda Marcassoni runs Heritage House Clocks in Dallas, Texas. She tells us with thousands of clocks in her store, they're all set at different times.
Since we don't have all the clocks in the store running, it's really not a big deal for us to change the time on them.
Her busiest time comes when people call her shop after they use the wrong hand on their clocks to change the time. Her tip? Be sure to use the long hand. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
NASCAR hits the small track of Martinsville Sunday. Driver Brad Keselowski talks Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock. And I know it means a lot to me. You know, I've won twice there. I've got one clock in my house and one clock in my office here. And, you know, they're very special, and it serves as a constant reminder of how big that day was to me personally.
USA Radio News.